From Mouthful Media.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Happy Friday, y'all.
Happy Friday, y'all.
Y'all.
Would you rather binge watch a TV show or watch one episode a week?
Binge.
According to a new survey, 58% of the people asked said they like binge watching. Only 28% prefer one episode a week.
Well, those are the people with willpower, and they probably have good bodies and stuff because they know
good
discipline.
Good bodies? Oh, okay.
It's all about discipline. I want the luxury of watching. I don't have to binge watch, but I'd like to have a couple episodes or a few episodes, you know, work.
Yeah, because, you know, you start watching something, and especially if it's like a serial type show, and you know that next week there's a cliffhanger every week, and then next week you're going to see, you know, the reveal.
Yes.
And, you know, it's like, I can't wait. Right. I can't wait. It's like watching Downton Abbey, one of my favorite shows in the whole world. In fact, when I'm at the home, older, and I'm on memory care, just plug in Downton Abbey. All six seasons, I'll watch them over and over again. I don't care.
You'll think you're good, Carson.
I don't know. I might feel like I'm the Dowager Countess.
You might.
Anyway, you know, here's the reason why. Because Netflix, of course, is binging. They're binging. Yes. But Disney Plus says they're only going to release one episode a week of original programming. They're not going to put it all up there at once for you to binge and then go away. So there you go. Binging versus watching one episode a week. And I'm kind of torn on this. I am. Because I do like to kind of plan my life out around the television. So I know that on Thursdays at 9, I get to watch Flip or Flop. Binge versus once a week. There you go. Now you know the answer. All right. It's time for the Who Cares News.
Okay.
And you could binge this, too. Just go to your favorite podcast.
I'd be afraid to, but I think it can happen.
And, yeah, it's very timely. Anyway.
Brad Pitt's looking ahead to a life less focused on acting.
Well, how's he going to make money?
Well, Brad has two movies back-to-back this year, and he's not a big box office draw anymore.
I don't think so. No.
This summer is Once Upon a Time in Hollywood, which I still have to see.
Gotta see that.
Maybe we'll see it this weekend.
Yeah, that sounds
good. But his back-to-back major movies, Ad Astra.
Yeah, it's coming out.
Hits theater September 20th.
Yep.
It doesn't mean he's looking to make more at this stage in his career.
Really?
It's actually the opposite.
I think I remember him saying a few years ago that he was going to retire from acting at the age of 50. Did he not say that? See, that sticks out in my mind somewhere.
I would like to retire, but I'm not part of the elite.
And you're not 50 anymore. So
no, that ship sailed.
Way past that.
Yeah.
Well, not way.
Ship sailed.
But past.
Down in the Dead Sea. Yeah. Now, working class, Brad Pitt.
Yeah.
Why do actors and sports figures get paid such a freaking ridiculous amount of money?
Agents.
Jeez.
Show me the money.
Maybe I should be an agent.
Jerry Maguire. That's why.
Anyway.
I need an agent.
I digress. And whine. Brad says it'll be fewer and farther in between for me just because I have other things I want to do now. He says when you feel like you finally got your arms around something, then it's time to go get your arms around something else. Well, good for you, Brad Pitt. You can afford to do that.
Right. But us, no. We got to keep our arms around the other stuff.
Yes.
Or something like that, if I'm understanding that correctly. I don't know if I understand that at all. Anyway.
Now, there is a rumbling that Brad wants to turn Once Upon a Time into a miniseries.
Really? Huh. We'll have to keep an eye on that.
And by the way, he and Jennifer Aniston are not dating.
No, they're not dating. Get that out of your mind. They're not dating, for God's sake.
They're friends.
If she was going to date Brad Pitt or John Mayer.
I don't know.
John Mayer is younger.
I think if she dated Brad Pitt now.
He's probably better in bed, too. I'm just saying that, too.
He's been drained.
You know, been a boyfriend with Katy Perry and Jen Aniston and.
Oh, John Mayer.
John Mayer, yeah. Yeah. And Jennifer Love Hewitt. What has Brad Pitt done? We digress.
Her and Brad would probably get along much better now than they did.
Oh, I'm sure they
did. Anyway, Charlie Sheen.
Oh, we're talking about
Tiger's Milk. Tiger's Blood.
Tiger's Milk.
Tiger's Blood. He's not taking allegations. He owes a fortune in child support to Denise Richards. He's not taking this lightly.
No?
No.
No?
He claims that she's lying, and he plans on winning.
Liar. Liar.
He plans on, I just want to say it again, winning when he battles her in court.
God.
If he can get the whole thing on winning, he might want to call Lori Loughlin and tell her how to do it. In addition to telling the press that Denise is lying about what he owes, Charlie says Denise is behaving like a little bitty coward.
Little bitty coward.
Yeah.
My goodness.
Now, Denise says...
Yes?
Charlie's hiding money with his family.
Really?
And that he owes $450,000 in back child support for their two daughters.
Wait a minute.
Lola and Sam.
$500,000 in back child support.
Uh-huh.
How do you even get that far? I mean, seriously. That is a ton of cash.
I'm sure that the child support in itself is thousands of dollars a month.
Sure.
Yes. And Denise has, Denise has expenses.
She has needs.
She does. She says she's broke.
Well, what was the last thing she did? Now, if you're not in Southern California, she was a spokesperson for a local furniture store that's now out of business. what was it called? Urban Space, Urban something. Anyway, so she hasn't had work since that furniture store went out of business. So.
Well, nobody obviously wants her since she can't even sell furniture. Denise says she's broke and she has huge expenses.
Huge, you
say?
Huge. Urban home.
I mean, John,
it's called Urban Home.
She's got her rent.
Child support is not supposed to pay for rent.
I know, but it houses
car
their daughters.
Well, okay. And part of the time.
And it's $17,000 a month.
Yay.
And she's got childcare.
How much is her childcare?
$13,000.
What?
And she's got bills.
$13,000 a month for childcare? Holy crap.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't say per month. That's what she owes right now. I wouldn't be taking care of the kids if you can't pay me.
She's not working.
Yeah.
She's not working, so she should not have to take the kids to childcare.
Well, she's out trolling. She's got things to do like manicures and pedicures and Pilates.
God, they're just like us.
Yoga.
They're just like us.
Well,
I'm not having a whole lot of sympathy for Denise right now.
She has bills that add up over $56,000 right now.
So do I. Big whoop. $56,000 is nothing in debt today.
Maybe she didn't manage her money well. I don't know.
I've got that surpassed, let me tell you. All right. I think that's enough frivolities for one day. This whole money thing is making me depressed. $13,000 for childcare. Doesn't she have a mom that can watch the kids? I mean, the kids are like almost teenagers, aren't they?
They've got to be.
Do you know who probably spends that kind of money on childcare? Is Halle Berry. That's who.
Oh, yeah.
She is working.
Yes.
She's got a gig.
Are we not doing the Kerry Washington thing today?
No. Trying to mix it up. There will be another one on Monday. Speaking of Monday, have a great weekend. We'll see you then. And
that's all the news you care less about for this week.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.